This is Ian Griffin with another edition of Professionally Speaking and a ProTrack Profile. I'm here with Pat Obuchowski, who's a member of the 2009 ProTrack class. Hi, Pat.
Woo-hoo. Hi, Ian. How are you doing today?
Good. So I understand your main business is involved with a project or a system called Bigger Game. What's all that about?
Yeah, that's actually one of the models that I use in my leadership coaching and development company. The Bigger Game is all about people who are really wanting to play a bigger game in their lives. And by bigger, I just mean something that is outside of themselves. And so it is a leadership model that I use with people to actually find what it is that they hunger for and what is it that they must make real while they have this short time on Earth.
Okay, and what sort of, can you give us an example? What is one of the projects or one of the activities that the Bigger Game involves?
Yeah, I can tell you, I can talk about my own Bigger Game. One of the Bigger Games that I have been playing is actually working with putting on a women's conference, the largest women's conference in the county of San Mateo. And the thing that is really wonderful about a Bigger Game is that you learn very quickly that it's not a game you can play by yourself, that you have to bring in other people. And once you've actually said and put the stake in the ground that this is what I'm going to do right now in my life, this is what I must make real, people start coming towards you, and people start wanting to really work with you because it's like people really want to make a difference in the world, but some of them just don't know how, and maybe we're the ones that need to help them and show them how.
So when is this women's conference?
Actually, the women's conference was in the past.
Okay, so when you held that? How long was the project from beginning to end?
The project actually started in September, mm-hmm. and I had called in actually about 30 of my friends to say, hey, let's play this bigger game together. And when we first started to play, there were actually only 4 people that showed up. But you know what? They were exactly the right people. And then when we started to need help with marketing, someone from marketing showed up, and then someone in finances showed up to raise $30,000 for the conference. And it took us about 6 months, and on March 4th, 2005, at the conference center in South San Francisco, there were 250 women there who were in conversation with each other and knew that on this day they made a difference in someone else's life.
Oh, that's great. Now, you mentioned the word vision a couple of minutes ago, and I know you and I have worked on the vision statement movies. Can you talk about a little bit about how those are going?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a really exciting project that both you and I got involved with about a year, maybe a little bit over a year ago. And we create what's called vision statement movies. We help people get clear around what it is that they vision, either for themselves or for their organizations or even for the world. And then we actually take that vision and help them create this poem. And we call it a poem because it's really in their own words, which are very magical and very beautiful for themselves. And then we help them put it together with their poem and music and video, pictures that they have that are meaningful to them, to create what we call a vision statement movie. And it's a wonderful, wonderful process because people not only get really clear on what it is they want to create, but boy, they get into action around it too.
And I know you did one for the NSA, National Speakers Association, Northern California, that's on our website.
Yes, we did. And it was just a wonderful process to work with your board. Yeah. And even though people do have their visions down and their mission statement down, it's really wonderful to just re-energize it and to help people just say, yes, this is still what we believe in, and to be able to see it visually. It's also been very useful, from what I hear, as a recruiting tool. Yep. For wanting to bring in members into an organization, or for nonprofits, actually, as a way that they can send it out to their potential donors.
Right. So the actually vision statement movies work not just for individuals, but for organizations, nonprofits.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about ProTrack a little bit. We're midway through the year now. This is halfway through, and how's it been going for you?
I tell you, Ian, I have spent a lot of money in personal development and in professional development, and I put my stake in the ground for coming to ProTrack because I had heard so many good things about it, and it has really blown me out of the water. The money that I invested, I keep getting more and more and more. I mean, I have manuals that I can use. I have software that I can use. I've gotten one-on-one coaching with a professional speaking coach. I'm getting someone to take a look at my materials to be sure that my branding of myself and my company is consistent. It's just been a wonderful, wonderful experience for me.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Pat.
All right. Thank you, Ian. Bye-bye.